his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, "This man, if you are a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he said, "Teacher, say." There was a certain creditor who had two debtors, one owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. "Tell me therefore, which of them will love him more?" Simon answered and said, "I suppose the one whom he forgave more." And he said to him, "You are rightly judged." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house, you gave me no water for my feet, but she washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my head with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loved little." And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Then he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Glory be to God forever. Amen."
Grant me, O Lord, fountains of plentiful tears, even as you had given long ago to the sinful woman. Make me worthy to wash with my tears your feet, which delivered me from going astray in the way of deception, and to offer you sublime fragrant oil, and to attain a pure life of repentance, so that I also may hear that voice which is the full of joy, saying, "Your faith has saved you."
I consider the multitude of my evil deeds, and my heart reflects on them. In that awesome judgment, I tremble with fear, so I quickly take refuge in you, O God, the lover of mankind. Hence I beseech you, O Lord, not to turn your face away from me. O you who are the only one without sin, grant my poor soul a truly godly fear, and save me before the end of ages comes.
The heavens venerate you, full of grace, the ever-virgin bride, and we to glorify your incomprehensible giving of birth to Christ, O Theotokos, Mother of Mercy and Salvation, intercede on our behalf, move for salvation of our souls.
O Heavenly King, the comfort of the Spirit of truth is present everywhere and fills all. You are the treasure of goodness and the life giver. Graciously come and abide in us, O good one. Purify us of all iniquities and save our souls.
Just as you did abide with your disciples, O Savior, and gave them peace, come also now, abide with us, and give us your peace. Save us and deliver our souls.
Stand in your holy sanctuary, we are indeed considered as those who abide in heaven. O Mother of God, you are the gate of heaven. Open for us the door of mercy.